Hello, Internet. You are now experiencing technical difficulties. We're a role-playing game, actual play podcast. You can listen to us play through one-shots, campaigns of various games, including Deltagreen, Eclipse Phase, Worldwide Wrestling, Red Markets, and more. With 4+ years of archives, there's something for everyone. Tune in with whatever podcast app you use by searching for Technical Difficulties Gaming Podcast, or visit us online at www.technicaldifficultiespod.com. Like what you hear? Join us on Patreon for sneak peeks and seats in quarterly games. Thanks for listening, and sorry for the technical difficulties.
Hello, Internet. This is Jared. I will be your GM for this evening as we run Kobold Endeavor by Grant Howitt, a game about kobolds, distractions, and heists. I will let my players introduce themselves in Discord order.
This is Dan, and tonight I'll be playing Hjalborg, a black dragon who knows a thing or two about disguising yourself and riding something.
This is Greg, and I'm playing Racco, he, him.
And this is Nelly. I will be playing Zalva.
Wonderful. So, to give a little more detail about this game, I know I introduced it as Kobold Endeavor by Grant Howitt. Here is the description. Our players are kobolds, small, scaly lizardling whelps, in service to an up-and-coming mighty dragon king. They are on a mission to gain the favor of their master by stealing as much treasure as they can from a different, clearly inferior, dragon king. So now let's go ahead and get those details about our characters. Dan, could you, I know you just said it, but could you remind us?
This is a game about distraction after all, so sure. So this is still Dan, and I am still playing Hjalborg, and he's still Kobold, who is descended from the blackest of dragons and has some sort of acid reflux issue and is skilled in disguises and rides things, perhaps corgis, perhaps he has a lance. It's hard to say.
In Racco, I just rolled. He is descended from a blue dragon, which means he has electric breath. And his distraction specialities, I rolled a 7 and a 15. That means he's good with birds and machinery. So I will think to need, I will think of gear and a burb friend.
Okay. So Zalva is an ice dragon, or a white dragon with icy breath.
Kobold.
She might have delusions of grandeur. We'll figure this out.
That was my theory. It's perfectly reasonable for us to refer to ourselves as dragons. We just need to live long enough, is my understanding.
Okay. So, distractions.
12.
Going upwards.
It's a specialty.
Okay.
And weapons.
Internet, note, as is fitting for us here at Technical Difficulties, this is not the same as being skilled at fighting with weapons. These are specifically specialties related to distractions. So Zalva's expertise is using weapons in a distracting manner.
Of course.
Yeah. Players, please feel free to take a moment to think of any equipment marks or quirks that your kobolds have that represent their specialties. In the meantime, your dragon king, a mighty red dragon, clearly the mightiest of all dragons, has sent you to raid the horde of the blue dragon Kmaz, known for his towering urban lair. In order to get to the Horde, though, you will have to deal with his pretentious Yuan-T guards. This is all public knowledge. Well known to be guarded by pretentious Yuan-T snake people who think they are superior to you tiny, insignificant lizard people. Their words, not yours. I'm sorry. Hold on. Oh, hold on, Internet. I need you to understand that Nelly has just written down that Zalva's gear, she that Zalva's gear that she uses in her distractions of going upwards and weaponry include a rope and a pogo stick.
I mean, going upwards, it seems like a good fit. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the problem here?
It's good enough for Flaming Carrot. It's good enough for us.
Oh,
internet. Does anything say you are now experiencing technical difficulties quite as much as a lizard on a pogo stick?
Hey, we just gave you a free prompt, artist.
I mean, you know, not our creation, but, you know, a guy in a carrot mask on an atomic pogo does say that you're in deeper trouble. with thanks to Bob Bird's fine creation.
Well, who knows? Maybe specialties in birds and going upwards will be helpful for scaling the towering layer.
You never know.
Of the blue dragon.
You never know.
So I will, while my players finish hitting out their kobolds, I will give some further detail on the system. Whenever our players want to do an action where the outcome is in doubt, they will roll a d6. They succeed if they get a score of 6 or higher. Now, how can they get higher? They add 2 to their roll if they are creating a distraction using either of their specialties, or they can add 1 to their roll for every current distraction in play that helps them do whatever the hell they're trying to do. As I understand the system, each kobold can be maintaining up to 1 distraction at a time. Mm-hmm. They also have breath weapons that only get 1 use because they are kobolds. They are not dragons, even if they think they are. If they use that breath weapon, they get to roll 3d6 and pick the highest, so there's a very good chance that it will work the one and only time they get to use it. Mm-hmm. If at any point they attempt something dangerous and they fail, they gain misfortune. If at any point they gain 10 points of misfortune, they're dead or otherwise forcibly retired. Mm-hmm. So the goal of the game is don't die, steal treasure, steal the best treasure, and present that best treasure to the Dragon King at the end of the session.
What is our king's name?
Belphegor.
That is a mighty and heroic dragon name, not like Kamaz. Yes,
clearly superior to Kmaz.
Clearly.
Well, it has more syllables.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And you can always tell the relative power of a dragon by how many syllables are in their name.
Also, it comes earlier in the alphabet.
It also comes earlier in the alphabet, which means that Smaug, total chump.
Total chump.
I always thought you judged a dragon by how far down its throat the guy goes when it takes its first bite.
Mm. Also a good metric. Does anyone have any questions?
I don't think so.
I believe we're trying to create questions with all this odd assorted gear. That seems obvious.
Yeah.
My goodness. Yeah, I suppose I should read. You know what? No, I shouldn't read your gear.
No, you really shouldn't.
This is a Grant Howe game. I don't need to know shit.
Hey. Bingo.
Got it.
So players, Belphegor has sent you out on your mission, barking out the orders to raid Kmaz and bring me back its horde.
Okay.
Your thing, boss.
Neat.
As you approach the lair of Kmaz, the blue dragon, renowned for his lightning powers, you realize that at one point, this lair was probably a mountain. It is tall and towers over the surrounding landscape, but it is no longer a mountain. It has been transformed. What was once a mountain of rock has been turned into a gleaming, gorgeous spire melding rock and metal and glass together, sparkling as the light glints across it. It has been turned into some sort of aesthetically pleasing tower.
Okay, this guy's got to be a total chump. If he's putting that much work into the tower, come on.
I mean, it's pretty. I mean, it's pretty though. I really want to see those blueprints.
I like the way the road's in multiple colors, so it looks like a spiral going up it like a big old peppermint stick.
A lot of shiny.
Where's that blood? I'm sure it's fine.
There's going to be a lot of shiny stuff in there.
There's going to be a lot.
There's a lot of shiny stuff out there too. I mean, honestly, if we just pry it all off.
I mean, if we're lucky, there's maybe like some elevators and some engines, and I can get some engines to bring to Belphegor. He'll love those.
This is fair. Yeah, what's our plan to get in there?
That's an excellent question.
That's why I asked it before either of you could. That was out loud, wasn't it? Damn it.
It was. Aren't you the disguisey dude?
Oh, good point. Well, we can all just be disguised as a merchant and a cart. Just that we'll just bodge together a cart down here in the woods and, you know.
Steal from the local peasants.
Stairs. It's all a ramp.
I have another idea. We could disguise ourselves as window wipers.
Ooh.
Yeah,
window washing kobolds.
Exactly.
Yes. Does he have windows? Squid. I can't tell. There's some reflections.
Don't you see all that glass?
But is it glass or is that just, I don't know.
Halbjork, do you have your corgi with you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, just checking.
I have Kessie with me, my Kestrel.
As a window washer.
What?
We put the corgi in a bucket.
Yeah.
And that'll be our water?
He's trained to bring us buckets.
Kessie can also bring buckets.
There we go.
So it sounds like somebody wants to create some distractions.
It would make more sense if he's a service dog and I'm blind and he's helping me get there.
If you want to do that too, that works.
Nah, feels too, nah. I'm going to forget I'm blind at one point. It's going to give the whole show away. What?
A blind window washer?
I mean, that didn't bother me so much. It's just, you know, it's the sort of thing you want your lives to be small so you can remember what the hell they were.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, roll that bone.
Yeah, somebody roll for distraction.
All right. I will disguise us as itinerant window washers. Let's see how that goes.
Since that is with your specialty, roll d6 plus 2.
And hoping for a 6 or better, yeah?
Yes.
7! Huzzah! Grand. We are convincing.
Yay!
Itinerant window washers.
All of you as window washers. Somehow
include IWWs.
And the bird.
I made her a jumpsuit just like mine, just for these kinds of purposes. See? Straight for wings and everything.
I mean, Victor's just kind of hanging out in the box of tools, because he is pretty much the box of tools. He's got a doggy bed in there. It's cute. Check it out. I open it up, and it's this abnormally large on the inside, you don't know why or how, box. And the dog's perfectly happy and chewing on something.
Neat.
Okay, so we have a doggy bed of holding. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
Add that to your list.
Well, sure.
So who's going to talk to the Yonti? I guess that means it's me, isn't it? Well, follow behind me and follow my lead, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go up to the front door, front desk, service entrance.
Yep, you go up to the front desk. There is a desk with a very haughty Yuan-Ti. I was going to say sitting, but they have the lower half of a lizard, so I guess it's not really sitting. Coiled behind the desk, writing things down in an extremely large leather-bound book. Welcome to Kamaz Tower. Do you have an appointment?
We don't have an appointment, but we have a schedule because we're here for the window washing.
Hmm. You're awfully short for window washers, aren't you?
Climbing up on the desk.
Well, that helps us be able to get all into all the crevices and make sure that the windows on the ends are really, really shiny.
Wonderful. Racco, please roll me a d6 and add plus one from your convincing disguises.
Good time to roll 5, so that is a 6 total.
Excellent.
The Yuan-Ti gives you a look and a snort over their glasses. Yes, snake. The snake is wearing glasses, yes.
Of course.
And goes, very well, fine. Move along.
Okay, just point us to the service entrance and or the where you keep your glass lift, and we'll be all set.
In the back, points past a wall behind the front desk.
Thank you. Do they have like a candy dish?
Slightly, but fortunately, the secretary doesn't seem to notice.
Weird. Do they have like a candy dish or anything?
Sure.
I take some candy. It is, of course, practically a D1 on the treasure list, but I take it anyway.
You know what? Go ahead and make me a roll. Let's see if you can snag enough candy to warrant a level 1 treasure.
I'll roll a D6. So
yeah, it's not the bowl you want to go for. D6. It's that bag behind the desk.
I rolled a 6.
You rolled a natural 6?
I rolled a natural 6.
The receptionist isn't paying a lick of attention to you anymore. You are beneath their notice, and you pocket enough candy to collectively warrant a D3 treasure.
Awesome. If we don't eat it before we're done.
If you don't eat it.
I'm not, because we're getting this for Belphegor. I also suppose if we need to, this would be a suitable offering for Tiamat.
Mm-hmm. Or if there's like bubblegum in there, we may need that as a tool later.
Looking for the closet, wherever it may be. Tito, Titi, a tiddly dum tiddy.
Tito, Titi, a tiddly dum tiddy.
As you gleefully sing your way into the supply closet, as stealthily as can be.
Halbjorg, you didn't finish.
Well, that's because you never finish that sort of thing. You just leave them wondering where you wandered off to and faded out to.
Aww.
And more to the point, let's hope that Victor the Corgi doesn't eat the treasure.
Oh, no, he won't. He only eats, like, you know, meat snacks and biscuit snacks.
Plus, it's in my toolbox, not Halbjorg's toolbox.
That's right.
All right. So, you
toolbox, crate, trunk, call it what you will.
On your way into the supply closet. What do you want to do? What are you looking for?
We are looking for all sorts of, what's how we call them? Chemicals of mass destruction that could be useful for clearing out, say, a treasure room of the guards.
Sure. Why not?
You know, ammonia, but also bleach, because that'll be fine for them.
Are we having Zalva look then? Because that's a weapon?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
That sounds appropriate. Zalva, would you please make me a roll to see if you can cobble together hazardous chemicals?
Or possibly napalm, you know. Go with what fits, you know.
4?
So, I feel like this does count as your specialty, since you were talking about using chemicals as weapons. So 4 plus 2 is 6.
Nice.
And ammonia and bleach.
It could also just be a bunch of really, really foamy soap. They'll just wash those guards right out of our hair, you know? Of course, we don't have hair because, you know, lizards.
Nelly, I know you just wrote down hazardous chemicals because I told you to. Does your character sheet say that Zalva has an ancient grenade?
Yep.
It was there before we started.
Yep. Remember that part where you weren't going to look? Well, there you are.
This is why I said I wasn't going to look, so that I didn't have to look and say, what the fuck is going on?
If you don't say that, then we're not doing it right.
If you don't tell me before it's relevant, then I don't have to ask why it's there.
Hey.
Correct.
Bingo.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. So you have window washer disguises, long poles with attachment points for squeegees, hazardous chemicals.
We should probably actually find the squeegees. Wait,
cleaning chemicals, quote unquote. That's how they're labeled. They are anyway now.
They are currently cleaning chemicals. If you combine them the wrong, or in this case, right way, they will be for other things too.
Mm-hmm. You mean the best way?
Yes, of course, Zalva.
Well, here's the squeegees.
Okay, squeegees?
Squeegees.
Squeegees.
You can find squeegees. You already have the makings of a DIY explosive. You can have squeegees.
Oh, good. So, I was worried about finding those. No, I mean, yeah.
So let's take the window washer.
Yeah.
Trolley as high as it'll go, and then we can get inside the windows, and then we'll go up the tower the rest of the way we can.
Yep. Cool. And that's what these window washing pitons are for. They're in the bottom of the box. There's a lot of stuff down there. I don't know what all I brought. Oh, by the way, there's also this big pump spray bottle thing, because I figured it could be appropriate for the disguise. And now we have something to put in it.
Yes. Yes, that'll be fun.
It has a 2 kobold, like, levered pump on it, by the way.
Ooh.
You might also use it for deep sea diving if you were, like, pumping air.
You have a hammer. Okay. I assume you mean, like, a claw hammer and not, like, a war mole.
No, just a claw hammer.
Okay.
You don't really need more if you get them in a kneecap. Oh, crap. Yonti don't have kneecaps.
No.
Some of them do. I mean, the wonderful or horrible, depending on your perspective, thing about Yonti is they all have different combinations of humanoid and snake traits.
Fabulous. That sounds really disturbing when they got the wrong end on. Yeah.
Yeah, some of them have snake heads. Some of them have snake tails. Some of them have legs. Some of them are missing arms because, you know, snakes don't have arms.
Yeah. Why did it have to be snakes? Anyway.
And they seem to have some sort of very complex social structure related to which combinations of snake traits they have. All of these nuances are utterly lost on you.
Yep.
And Belphegor has quite a few Yonti in his employ, but they don't like us that much.
Well,
we don't like them anyway.
At least they're not as pretentious as these losers.
Exactly. I mean, they don't have that "I'm taller than you, and therefore everything I say goes" kind of at it. I mean, actually, they do. But the, you know, these guys we can kill for it.
So,
yes, these guys we don't have to play nice with.
Uh-huh.
No.
So the plan, as I understand it, is to use the existing window washing
lift.
Lift. Thank you. I don't know why I couldn't think of the word lift. The existing window washing lift, get yourself as high as it can go, and then break in higher up in the tower so that you're closer to Kmaz's penthouse.
Yes.
And that's where the treasure is, of course, because that's where the dragon would keep it, is at his bed, yeah?
Yeah. Of course. I mean, there's bound to be other treasures along the way. But
I tried that once, but I found that, like, fluffy and soft treasures are the best for sleeping on, so I don't know. I mean, you know, shiny stuff's nice and all, but
Well, Belphegor would never keep soft treasures near his bedding, because as a red dragon, it would all burn. But
oh, right. Also, he's got bigger, thicker scales because he's bigger and thicker. Hopefully, in the head too.
But that actually might work out easier for an electric dragon, since cotton is, I believe, non-conductive. So we'll find out. If you want to find soft treasures, maybe you will.
Actually, what it sounds like we need to find is a bunch of, like, copper mesh.
I You are welcome to look for it.
If there's a chicken coop on the way, I'm just saying.
If there's a chicken coop on the windows outside the dragon's tower.
Or inside that we could get to through the windows.
I mean, we could find the kitchen. The kitchen has to be somewhere.
That's exactly it.
So it sounds like either Racco with the specialty in machinery or Zalva with the specialty in going upward is helping you to scale the tower. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
So
since it is your specialty, do you want to do going upwards?
I will.
I am riding on my chest of tools because the dog's legs come out the bottom.
Of course they do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Kind of like the luggage and,
So that is a one. Even with your plus
distractions,
your specialty, and a plus one from having a relevant set of tools from your disguises, that is still a failure.
Yep.
First misfortune.
So I would say that failing at going up the side of a building in a lift is a dangerous role. So, you know what? I feel like all three of you now gain that one because you gain misfortune.
That's fair.
To the roll when you fail. So all three of you now have one misfortune from the mishap on the lift that almost but didn't quite dunk you out of it.
Crap, let me try working on the machinery.
Yeah.
I'll do my own roll.
I could try disguising it as a working lift.
I don't think that's going to work.
You never know.
Also, I rolled a 2, so I think that only goes up to a 5.
Correct. So, Greg gained another 2 misfortune as you fiddle with the wrong gears and something sparks at you unhappily.
Ow!
It would be worse if you weren't a blue dragon type.
It would be. Yeah, you two would be dead.
Ow. Yeah. Ow.
My fingies.
I've seen worse.
So it appears that none of you actually know how the lift works.
Oh.
I mean, I know how it works. It's just that it's not in good repair. It's not working.
Well, you know, actually, my specialty in riding doesn't necessarily mean just dogs. So this is a machine that you can ride. So I don't know. I'll have a look.
Okay. I will allow it.
All right, so let's see here. Dice column is kind. So that is a 4 plus 2 for riding plus 1 for, I guess, our swell disguises.
Yeah. So that's a 7. But, so
Between
all three of you putting your heads together, you do in fact scale the side of the building in the window washer lift.
Right, but I have to ride the window washer lift, not on my box. The dog goes back to sleep, but it's still on here with us, of course.
So
that was a thought balloon, by the way, not out loud.
Let's see, how far are you?
Obviously, it's not all the way up.
No.
You're pretty high up. You're in like the top 10% of the building. This goes pretty high.
I think we've bypassed all the bureaucracy we could have scammed our way past.
Yeah. Oh, probably. Hopefully.
Possibly.
Yeah, you just keep going up and up and up and up. And as you pointed out before, there is this corkscrewing colored tiling pattern along the sides that kind of makes it look like a candy cane. But now that you're up close, you can actually see it is tiled, kind of like lizard scales. They're clearly going with some modern art interpretation of
patterning. I think what you just told me is as if we pry these off of here on the way up, we can then use them to create disguises and blend in with it.
Before we go inside, give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to try and pry some tiles off.
Cool. Okay. Alva's going to take a claw hammer and just pry off some of these colored metal tiles.
I'm also going to use my camera and take some pictures of the skyline because we rarely get to be this high up.
That seems reasonable.
And I am finding like a mesh suit so you can tuck the tiles into and wear them. So they can be distracting, shiny.
Well,
who do you need rolls from? It sounds like she went first.
Zalva definitely needs to give me a weaponry roll.
Are they throwing tiles?
No, just using a
weapon. They could be.
Things off the side of a building. That is a 3 on the die.
Yep.
This
plus
is
2.
Your specialty, so that's plus 2. Can you convince me that somehow your window washer disguises are helpful in...
Why else would I be looking so close?
I think that my... Sorry, go on.
Surface of the tower, if we weren't cleaning it lovingly.
All right, I'll allow it.
I mean, to back that up even further, the clever illustrations I've been creating of possible costuming options with the tiles may have been inspirational.
All right. Also, we'd be ones authorized to remove them for repair.
Okay, that is actually a legitimate argument. I buy it. So enjoy your D3 of, because I feel like this is on par with semi-precious stones.
Yeah, that's fair.
Colored, polished pieces of glass.
Crystal, really? Because it's heavier than glass. I mean.
Cool.
And some of these are like opaque tiles, correct?
Yeah,
sure.
Can I see some of the ammonia, Zalva?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, we're just high enough. I just wanted to face it for my own amusement. So I just use some of the. I just use some of the ammonia to write on a tile that is high enough that people will only notice if they're paying attention. K-Moss sucks and some genitals.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for them to get that graffiti off.
That's the stationary graffiti. Nice. Actually, we could pry the tiles off in the right pattern to.
No, because that's going to be too obvious. You want it to be something that people
we could
will
loosen them so that when we leave, we could pull a string and it all falls off and then they're looking at that instead of us.
Hal Bjork, you
too much, is it?
Are a genius.
Oh. The only one that's told me that before has been Victor. He's a good
dog. Would this be machinery to...
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
To pull the right tiles?
Yeah.
All right.
That seems reasonable. I mean, you're essentially setting up a Rube Goldberg machine.
Right, to go off later to be a distraction, yes.
The gods have blessed us because that was a 4.
Nice.
And as a machinery expert, that gives you a 6.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of these puzzles before called pick cross.
Okay.
You just got to move these. So yeah, I'll loosen up these tiles. And now that the elevator is working, I can just...
Yeah, so we just drop the brake on the elevator once we're inside. No, that doesn't work because we're going to want to come back to... I don't know. It'll work fine, I'm sure.
Okay, all set.
Cool.
It's going to look like a big old dick and balls. It'll be great.
As a future distraction.
Excellent.
And I can loosen up this one at the tip that will let us get inside.
Okay. You have pried your way inside the building. Now that you are in the upper floors, you have bypassed most of the shops and merchant areas on the lower floors. You've even bypassed the bureaucracy and offices above that. You are definitely into the high-rise portion of the mountain tower, where reptilians of high standing clearly reside.
Do tourists get up this high ever?
Well, yeah, the hotel levels.
Yeah.
That's before the residential levels.
Yeah, we should grab some t-shirts before we get out of those areas, so when we come back down, we can blend in.
I will allow you to raid the hotel areas.
Excellent. I mean, we could just do that on the way out, really, thinking about it.
I mean, I think if we go down a few stairs, we can get to the marketing department.
We could get some ID badges from the marketing department.
Or from the hotel. We've got options.
Yeah, exactly.
Zalva, you are our going upwards expert. Do you have any ideas?
Go up!
That's fair.
Are there stairs?
There are.
Oh, hey, do his guards have some sort of livery or something?
Some sort of livery or something?
Yeah, like a thing they wear that's like a symbol that shows they're in his service, yada yada.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Cool. All we need is that. We just wear it, we go up, and we just act like guards.
It's some sort of patch that gets sewn onto the uniforms. It's like a pair of crossed blue lightning bolts. That kind of look like the letter K.
Yeah, they might have some patches down in the marketing department.
Yeah, or the gift shop, really, but we don't go back down that far, but yeah.
Here, since Alva likes going up, I can go down to the marketing department. If you two want to go to the gift shop, you might be able to find something there.
I mean, the other thing we could do is just knock some guards on the head and take their stuff, and then we just wear it.
Also an option.
Seems simpler.
Also more dangerous. I like danger. Danger advances the story. So, how do you want to proceed?
Well,
With the gift shop.
Okay. One question, though. The window washing costumes are not going to get us farther, is my understanding, correct?
Probably not. It might be a little difficult to justify why the window washers are inside the stairwell inside the building.
Yeah, exactly. We'll need to get rid of these.
Yeah.
The thingy that we wrote up.
Yep, we'll leave it there.
Yep.
Can you make us some tourist disguises, Halbjord?
That's exactly what I was thinking of. While he's still got access to the full-size box of gear, out comes a sewing machine. A few moments later, we are in appropriate accoutrement to blend in with extra-long flowing robes so they can't tell that we have legs.
Okay, I'm going to need a roll on that.
Well, I figured you would.
Yeah.
Because you are creating a distraction using one of your specialties.
Indeed, I hope I am. I am not.
Close.
So unfortunately, even though this is your expertise, you manage to snag yourself in the sewing machine and take three misfortune
from doing
it badly.
Yes, I think that is accurate. And then I just throw, and then the whole wad of clothing without me goes over the side.
Yep.
Let's do something different, frankly.
I think I did clean the machine last time, and it jammed. It was bad.
It could have
been a then the bit that went over, it was heavier than I thought it was, and I just, hi, let's do something else.
Well,
hey, are there any office supplies handy near here?
Yeah, sure. What are you looking for?
Or another closet.
Yeah, well, we'll check the supply closet and see what we can do with that. Perhaps there's treasure in there, or perhaps there's disguise materials.
Or perhaps there's a mop and carry that around.
There you go. A broom, a mop, a bucket.
Yes!
Yeah, I'll buy that. All right. I don't feel like you need to roll for that. I feel like you can poke around enough closets that inevitably you will find a broom or a mop or something like that. So, congratulations, okay. You have a new disguise distraction active.
Excellent. Do we find like one of those little carts with like that you put the clean towels and various other goods that you would to restock hotel rooms or whatever?
Absolutely.
Cool.
You can't vouch for whether the towels on the cart are currently clean or dirty.
But we don't care. It's in fact funnier if they're dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Up we go.
Well, dirty.
They'll get more dirty.
And, you know, as long as you know where your towel is, it's all going to be fine.
Here, why don't we make our way to the elevator, and then we can try to make another distraction so we can raid the gift shop.
Cool. Let's do that.
I buy that.
Here. Anybody have any ideas?
I thought you expressed the idea completely and with it in entirety. Let's do that thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Here. I think I've got a good one. Let's see. There's a lot of kids near the front, right?
Sure.
I've got I've got my Back of Dead Mice for Kessie. I can knock over one of the free sample trays that they use for next to the candy dishes.
Yep.
And the kids will be ganging up, fighting over some mice. And then with the distraction, we can sneak in and grab some stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
Will this count for my birds? It's Kessie's food.
Against my better judgment, I will allow it.
Hooray, hooray.
Because I want to see where this goes.
That's a 4, so that's a 6.
Cool. With a 6, you make your way back down to the lobby, sneak over to the candy bowl, did you say?
Yep, because there's the candy dish for the adults, and then for the little kids, there's the bag of dead mice. Or there's the mice bowl.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, you knock over the bowl and scatter some of Kessie's dead mice, and all of the reptilian visiting children are thrilled with this. They see a bunch of dead mice on the ground as a free snack. So they swarm over and are creating a big fuss in the lobby.
And that's why you only get one. Okay, let's go in.
All right, what do we find good things?
Well, make me a roll to see how good a thing you can find.
I mean, I think you just did, but
what are you looking for?
What are we looking for? New disguise things? I mean, I think we're good with the mop and the broom and so forth. Why are we here?
I'm okay with disguises. I mean, at this point, I believe that you are raiding for treasure, but.
Ah, yeah. Okay, there we go. Right, we're raiding the gift shop for I got it. Yeah.
Let's see.
I'll do a ride by then.
You know, if you make a successful roll, I could see you managing to get a level 2 treasure or a D6 for some beautifully made items.
All right. So using the impossibly long pole that I've now got and my riding corgi.
Up the shelves to get what's up top, because that's going to be the prettiest things.
That's true, too.
All right. You know what? Let's start with Zalva. I like this.
Yes. Yes.
Nope.
You fail, but I don't know that it's necessarily well, I don't know. Does it count as a dangerous action to be climbing to the top shelf when you're a kobold?
Nah.
No. So you just
we're lighter, we bounce better.
You fail, but it doesn't add to your misfortune track. Hallbjorg, you had your own scheme for getting the precious stuff at the top?
Oh yeah, I'm going to use the riding corgi to vault up there. I had another thought, but this has inspired me.
Yeah,
why would you be distracted?
Roll it.
That is a 6 on the die, so.
Wow.
Yes. You get some beautifully made items from the top shelf of the gift shop. Add a D6 to your treasure.
Dang. Well, those two, if any distraction is needed, those two are definitely being distracting. If they get noticed, I'm going to try to disassemble some of the glass from the display cases that are hiding, showing off the like jewelry and watches and other nice electrical things that K-Maz and his people make. So this would be machinery.
Or you're disassembling things. That sounds like machinery.
Net 6.
Yeah, you are able to do it. Yeah. And you steal some very nice watches and jewelry. Maybe even a Rolex. I don't know. The tech level of this game is wildly inconsistent.
Well, I mean, it does say urban and machinery, so
it does.
As options.
Oh,
Zalva, hey. you have something else you want to try? I hear you grumbling.
I'm thinking.
All right.
I'm thinking. What kinds of things are in the gift shop?
So they have lots of kitschy things, bags and clothing emblazoned with the Lightning K of the Kamaz Empire. They have jewelry crafted by the Yuan-Ti and lizard folk of the Kamaz Corporation. They have scale models of the building or the mountain, depending on how you want to look at it.
Made of scales.
They indeed made of scales. they have miniatures of Kamaz himself, if you want to take one home, action figures. What?
Okay.
The semi-autobiographical book about how Kamaz made his fortune.
Real estate.
Do they have, like, Swiss Army knives or something?
Totally.
Okay. Are they near anything good?
They might be.
Okay. I'm gonna oopsie and knock them over and then grab whatever's nice nearby.
All right. I feel like the distraction from the children swarming over the dead mice is relevant because they're making much more chaos than you possibly could right now. As a natural six,
woohoo!
Yeah, you've snagged some stuff. I'm not quite sure what level, based on your description. I feel like it's probably another D3, probably on the level of coin.
Well, I mean, consider that if she's, you know, distracting with the Swiss Army knives, no doubt pocketing some of those, but they usually have one of those, like, little, you know, automatic engraver thingies to put your name on the knife, right before they sell it. So she's got some heavy-grade industrial tool there, and that's worth a pretty penny.
No, that's big and heavy.
No, that's why it's worth so much. It's very small and heavy. Wait, okay. This sounds good.
Sure.
He's got a point. Small and very heavy.
Small and heavy. Gotcha.
I don't know if that's better from your point of view.
No, I don't know.
It's not bulky, at least.
Yeah, not bulky is important.
And can be converted into a very thorough weapon.
Well, at the moment, you do have the benefit of a concierge cart. So the weight of the stuff isn't quite as limiting as it might be otherwise.
Hmm. Mm. Do we know what kind of rapid response force they have up top for security and whatnot?
No.
Not really.
No.
Well, maybe we need to trigger something on the way past.
Yeah, you know that Kamaz is guarded by pretentious Yuan-Ti. Beyond that, details are a little fuzzy.
Fair enough. Pretentious, eh? Hmm.
Oh, right. I did forget one thing. You do know that Kamaz's weakness is greed, but that's been pretty evident from the way that he built this.
Yeah.
I mean, this dragon.
Ostentatious tower.
Okay.
Let's
go upstairs.
That weakness might extend to the guards.
True.
So what we need to do is repackage the stuff we've just stolen for them and sell it back to them for better stuff. We need to disguise the treasures to upgrade them.
Okay.
We need to get upstairs again. Why'd we come back down?
Well, because now that we're passing for tourists, we can just take the elevator. Ding!
Zalva, as the going upwards expert, is there something you want to try?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, if the elevator works, I think we're good.
Yeah, you can just take the elevator.
We do that.
It does look like you might need a key to get to the penthouse.
Well, we'll get to just below the penthouse then, eh?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which is higher than we were before, so by going back, we went forward.
Plus, if we raid some of the rooms up here, there's going to be really nice things.
Yes, but I don't think we can get those, like, you know, big tables out, although they're very nicely polished oak.
Hmm.
And cherry wood.
What's up here?
Let's see what their furniture looks like.
Yeah, what's up here?
Oh, yeah. Now you're up into the residential section. You've gone past the hotels, up into residential. Now, it's funny that you mentioned furniture, because there is some very clearly expensive furniture. Definitely custom-made stuff. It is, to your kobold eyes, ugly as sin. Somebody must have thought these things were beautiful. They're these flowing, snake-like couches that don't actually look comfortable to sit on, but look like they cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Chairs either made of or plated in precious metals like gold and brass, and it looks very inflexible and not sure that anybody would want to sit on it. But then you remember that some Wanti don't even have butts, so they might not know that it's uncomfortable to sit on.
Yeah.
I mean, they may not have butts, and thus buy that only for their guests who they want to have be uncomfortable.
Right. There are abstract sculptures that, again, are clearly expensive, but you have no idea what it's supposed to be of.
I don't know. I think that one might be for... Okay, never mind. Anyway, moving on.
How big are the sculptures?
They range in sizes. You can find some that are, like, the centerpieces of rooms, and others that are just sitting on shelves.
What's that Minotaur? What's that Minotaur doing?
What is that Minotaur doing? Why is it reverse Minotaur, where there's the human on top?
I mean, I was looking at the normal one, but yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Shall we try to steal some of these statues?
Hey, wait, do they have ventilation ducts?
There are ventilation ducts.
Well, I don't know. Going up, expert, what do you think? Would that be a way up past the security?
But first, let me grab some stuff.
Well, yeah, of course. I only noticed this because that statue is leading up against what it looked like a vent.
Cool. Yeah. Go ahead and make me... Everybody who's trying to snag artwork, go ahead and make me a roll.
I really don't know how...
I'm not sure that any of your specialties apply or any of your...
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do a ride-by on the paintings and see how many I can grab.
Okay. I'll allow it.
I'm climbing the shelves again, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a 7 with the +2 for riding.
All right.
Go, Victor. Yep.
All right. You can definitely add a d6 with of artwork with that. and
I really can't think of a benefit. So.
Zalva has a 4 plus 2 from going up. You climb to the top shelves and add more d6 of beautifully made items.
That's a 4.
I don't know. Is this, based on what I've described, are these unique works of art? I don't know.
They might actually. Yes, they are. So that sounds like a 1d8, really.
All right.
Yep. I did not succeed with a 4.
Well, that's a shame.
Yep.
That's okay. We're a team. We'll just pour it all together when we get there. It's all fine.
That's literally not how it works. So.
Totally collaborative, and there won't at all be any competition between you when you get back home.
Of course not.
Nope, not at all. Okay, so climbing into the air duct.
Yeah, make me a going up roll. Four plus two is 6. That is
you
excellent.
Fly off the covers of the air ducts and Mission Impossible your way up to the penthouse.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
So is this the point where we leave behind us like a foam explosion to get them distracted and coming down the stairs while we're going up the air duct?
I mean, makes sense.
Do it.
I'll set up a foam explosion. I'll make a little machine that can make it pop.
Oh,
when
like
you need
a smoke
to.
Machine.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, that's even better. Yeah.
That's a 5 with my 2. That's a 7.
Sweet.
Okay. You successfully set up a smoke machine.
So up we go, and out goes the smoke, which will distract them from all the destruction we just left behind us.
Man, whoever lives in this suite smokes a lot of cigars.
Not anymore. They
for our benefit. No, 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 no.
Did you grab the cigars?
Is that a roll, I think, GM?
Sure.
Two. No.
Oh well.
I had to use them all for. I have to use them all.
Fair.
It was integral to the smoke machine.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't sound like that's a misfortune moment, though. All right, up we go. Up we go.
No, I don't think that this was a failure on the level of lighting yourself on fire. I think you're okay.
Generally not.
So, or you know, long term, the misfortune is now you like cigars, and they're hard to come by and bad for you.
One of those long term misfortunes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's like the radiation ain't going to kill you now. It might not. It might decrease your longevity, but it's not going to kill you now.
Well, are we able to get up to the penthouse?
You make your way up to the penthouse.
Listen for a moment and see if people are going downstairs to deal with the smoke and so forth.
It seems like some are, but unfortunately for you, not everyone. There are still the private guards of Kmaz who are paid to just be here in the penthouse, and you can hear faintly the sounds of a snoring dragon, sounds you know quite well, so Kmaz is on the premises.
Great.
Literally, probably on the premises. Yes. It would be a shame if these particular guards happened to have, I don't know, property damage down below.
Sure would.
And all we need to do is listen long enough to get their names and then have someone go in as, I don't know, disguised as a, oh, I'm sorry, do you live in, and give us a suite number that we now know is theirs. So we need to pry that information out of them, probably with, I don't know, whispered asides and whatnot.
I mean, if there's already people going down, I don't think we can convince more people to go down. That's a problem.
Yeah. I think we've gotten rid of the ones we could with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Ways you could distract the ones that remain.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something we could do with birds.
Wild animals are very distracting.
They are?
Yes.
Yeah. If we can make a hole in one of the windows, we can have, it seemed like Kessie came in. Sure.
Yeah, actually, there we go. Well, I mean, Kessie could chase a bunch of smaller birds through.
Ooh, good thinking. That is one of her specialties.
Mm-hmm. So basically she could kite around a bunch of victims in front of her, and they'll think she's just after those. They'll maybe wonder how she's in here, but they'll be more concerned with the fact there's a bunch of birds in here.
Yeah, the more birds are, the more distraction, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, were there any vermin in the ducks that we found on the way?
What kind of vermin?
Don't care.
Mind.
Mice, shrews.
Rats.
Rats, emus, whatever.
I will...
They have to be really big ducks for the last one.
I forget, what are the rat people in 40K? Or fantasy?
Skaven?
Yeah, Skaven.
Yeah, Skaven. Or they're Skaven hanging out in the ducks.
So, small vermin, I'm willing to just allow you. If you want to say that there are Skaven here, that's going to be a roll.
As we flash back to how we lured the Skaven into making the same attempt, but with less skill than we have.
I don't think any of us have the distraction skills to convince.
No, we'd probably just end up fighting them there. It's just, okay. It would be good.
I'll just make a roll with Bird.
Yeah.
That's a 5 with 2 is 7.
Cool.
You
are able to create a distraction with Bird. So if I understand correctly, the distraction was you want to create a hole in one of the windows that Kessie can kite birds from outside into the penthouse.
Yes.
Or just remove a window. I mean, why make a hole? Would you just take the whole thing off?
We are. Where are the windows?
How do you remove the windows from the air ducts?
Well, you have to get out of the air ducts to go do that. Yes, obviously.
Right. Okay. Well, either way, I think I will allow this.
Or using an extremely long pole.
The expert is the same kobold.
Okay. I'll remove a panel And then that way, Cassie can chase a bunch of birds in here.
Okay, bird swarm. Got it.
Okay, now we just gotta get in the door.
Yep. Yeah, there is now chaos in the penthouse.
All right. We will disguise ourselves as darkness and go low.
What? You know what?
We'll use extra black clothing and go low so they don't see us.
Since hiding isn't actually a distraction specialty, I will allow that for disguises. That seems reasonable.
We'll use cloth that looks like it will conceal us to a large extent, especially as to what we are, but it'll just be so out of place that we'll look at it and not see it.
Well, give it a shot.
Let's give it a whirl. So plus two for the specialty, plus one for the distraction that's ongoing.
Yeah, the bird swarm is very distracting. This definitely applies.
Oh, dear. Can we get one more for you deploying one of those weapons that you kept up? In another direction.
We didn't say that beforehand.
I am willing to allow you to fire it off if you so desire. But that
I think that would be a separate roll, and if that roll goes off, then we're good.
No, you succeeded at the roll before to set up the loose tiles. I mean, it's basically a time-delayed distraction.
Okay.
So if you want to say that you're calling in that loose tile favor now, I would allow that.
Oh, no, I was talking about the chemical weapon stuff we'd brewed up.
Oh, that would be a different roll.
Yes.
Because so, we let loose the smoke down below, but we lose like the foam or the caustic gases or whatever.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
Smoke machine in the same room that we climbed into the air ducts from?
Yes, you did.
Why, yes. Well, all we have to do is get out of the air duct and the smoke will come following us.
You know what? You're right. I forgot about the smoke machine. That is an extra plus one. That brings you to six.
Woohoo! Okie doke.
We move like the smoke on the floor, and we dodge past them because they just can't see us because they can't. It's just too weird. They wouldn't expect it.
Yeah. Okay. So, you make yourselves look like you're part of the carpet, and you slither along underneath the level of the smoke that is now pouring in through the air duct, while birds are swarming around and making a god awful racket,
among other things. I'm sure the birds are losing other stuff too.
Okay.
Yes.
We're in. Yes.
Cassie has whipped up a veritable shitstorm of birds.
Yes.
We're in.
Okay.
All right. We're next. In. We just need the stuff.
Sleeping on a pile of the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Diamonds, other gems. The bed itself is clearly a custom-made, unique work of art. There's no way you're getting that bed out while Maz is still sleeping on it.
No, there's no way we're getting the bed out. It's too big. But the gems are about the same size as that candy. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that Indiana Jones thing where you're like, replace the one thing with the other so no one notices.
I didn't win that much. Didn't get that much candy. Oh, but he might have some candy in his kitchen.
Good point. Let's see what's in the snack drawer or the little mini fridge. There's got to be something we can work with here.
What do the walls look like?
Are there windows in here?
There are. Kamaz naturally has a corner penthouse to maximize the exposure of natural light.
I thought it was a round tower, so it's all corner.
Oh shit, you're right. I did say that, didn't I?
Well, I mean, it would make sense if it's just all glass, because, hey, you're up here, the view's got to be great,
right? Well, I mean,
right?
If this is like a quartile, then...
Well, but it is an interesting point. There may not be a corner of window, per se. It may be rounded. You're right. But, yes, glass is the predominating feature of the walls. Kamaz probably should just have the entire top floor, shouldn't he?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. I thought it was, yeah.
The entire top floor, the vast, vast majority is glass because all the exterior walls are glass. There are some interior walls to partition off parts of the floor into different areas. After all, a dragon doesn't want to have their bathroom and their bedroom be the same room if they can afford a tower like this.
Right.
Probably not.
Those walls...
Can we back the bathroom up? That would be a good distraction.
Those walls vary between, marble
and metal, depending on whether they were hewn from the original mountain or constructed onto it afterward.
Right.
Are there any access ports to the outside for cleaning those windows?
So there are access ports to the outside. They don't seem to be for cleaning the windows. They look like they might be sort of flight panels so that Kamaz can take off from the penthouse.
Oh, well, then right. All we need to do is get those open quietly and then push a bunch of stuff over the edge and then follow it down and set off the distraction on the outside and make our way away with as much as we can carry.
Well, first we need to get stuff to carry, so...
Well, no, not necessarily. If he goes out while we're still here, then we have our time. We can take our time and get the good stuff.
He's already asleep. We have time to get the good stuff.
That's a good point. Yeah. Let's do that then.
Yeah. We do that.
Yes. We quietly get the good stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to need a roll to make sure that you don't wake Maz while you're rooting around literally underneath him. Everybody who wants to disturb the horde while the dragon is still on it needs to make a roll.
Well, is there anything else in here that's also horde worthy that he's not on top of? Because it's a pretty darn big room.
Yeah, sure. You can definitely go for stuff that he's not currently on top of.
And we should do the horde last.
Yeah.
It'll still be a roll, but...
Oh, of course. Where's his office? I want to see if I can get any computers or files or anything.
Oh yeah, you can go to the office. You know, there's clearly like the record keeping books and a safe.
A safe, you say?
All sorts of information in there. Yeah, why not? The fucking electricity dragon has a computer. Why not?
Machinery to take out my hacking devices?
Yeah, totally. Kobolds with hacking devices. Why the hell not?
I mean,
net six.
It is, after all, an artisan, a collective of anarchist kobolds. You know, like you do.
Albert, Zalva, I always want to say this. I'm in.
Wait. What's in there?
Okay, I'm going for pretty shiny things on shelves, on the walls, on.
Right, you're going upwards. Yes. Yeah, got it.
Nice.
This is fascinating. So, Racco, you are stealing data from the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to decide what level of treasure that counts as.
I mean, considering how high the roll would be, effectively, it sounds like a D8. Like, you found the good stuff.
You did get a natural 6, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's probably list of targeted acquisitions that he's going after next. And if we get there first.
Yeah, I'll allow it. You have a D8 of hacked files.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Which is not a sentence I was expecting to utter today.
I don't know why.
Grant Howard, damn.
Zalva, you are climbing the shelves and trying to steal more material goods.
3.
Well, let's
plus
see.
Up plus chaos plus chaos.
Oh, yeah. There is the distraction of the bird swarm.
What's that?
Okay. So you managed to get up there. And, you know, since you are all the way in the penthouse, I feel like this is probably a D8 of unique works of art. I don't think there's anything that qualifies as a D3 here unless you, like, steal the silverware out of the drawer. That might be a D3.
That might be a D8.
Well, I mean, we're going to keep going until the tires fall off. So
that's right. So there have got to be tapestries so it's dark enough to sleep in here.
Indeed.
They are exquisite works of art in and of themselves.
They are.
I'm going to go for a big roll up because it's just like prepping cloth for disguises.
God damn it.
I'm going to ride that whole thing right around the room and tear it all off. In one swoop as we exit. Because we will need to exit when that is opened.
Yeah.
That feels like a stretch. It feels like I should let you add 1 instead of 2 for...
Well, that's why I'm working riding it as well.
Oh, and the riding in. Okay. Yeah, well, okay. So between those two strategies, I suppose that's worth a 2.
There we go. It won't matter.
What do we got?
Not good. Or I could just dangle here where I got stuck.
So, in rolling up the tapestry, you have actually done harm to yourself. You have now gotten stuck inside the tapestry and incurred 3 points of misfortune. This is
Is it 3 points or is it what I rolled?
He rolls it.
You know what, so we've been doing what it says. We've been doing what it says on the die, because that's my interpretation of.
Okay,
of,
fair.
You
just
are correct. I just read the wrong thing. So that's another one misfortune from getting wrapped up in the tapestry.
It's embarrassing, but not deadly. Yet.
Yeah, equal to your dice roll. That is honestly an ambiguous phrase, but fuck it, we're going for.
Oh, it isn't.
Yeah, that hurt.
Your
that
dice roll. Yeah. It's just sad looking, really.
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
Click.
Yeah, I figured.
And there it is. There's the misfortune. This has been immortalized as a photograph. It would have been fine if you could have just gotten away from it, but no, this shame will live with you forever.
Yeah. We'll have to turn it into performance art. Anyway, we'll work on that later.
Bold of you to think people believe that. Where's Kamaz's dressers?
I gotta believe something, man. All right.
Yeah, you can get to the dressers. What would a dragon have in its dresser? Dragons don't wear clothes.
Like fine silks for like capes or hats or
I'll buy capes.
Opera
buy
glasses.
Accessories.
Sure. Maybe gloves for taloned hands.
Sadly that's a 3, and I don't think there's any way I can really pull a bonus off this.
No. So you stick the drawer mostly shut, do you?
This doesn't even seem dangerous. This just seems unproductive.
And sad. Let's go with sad.
You're rifling through a dragon sock drawer. It's
and you find socks.
Socks.
Oh, there's
socks.
The dresser. I climb on top of the dresser.
Yeah, I guess I made a step for you. I made a step for you, didn't I?
You did.
There, socks. There is a jewelry case. Yeah. Roll going up.
You're
I can't
welcome.
I believe that going up is the most valuable skill any of you have.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really? Natural 6.
Jeez.
You make off with another D6 of jewelry. From.
I believe you mean D8. Professor. I mean, he's keep his good stuff in his jewelry area.
It's true, but I don't know that his jewelry is quite up to the level of unique works of art.
Fair. Okay.
Fair enough. Mm. Beautifully made items. Yes.
Where are you checking out, Halbert?
I am going to make a ride under maneuver and go under the bed, which there's plenty of space for me and a corgi to ride under and see what kind of accumulated treasures have gathered down there as they've fallen off over the years. Hmm. I'm going for the cat toy retrieval, as it were. You know how the stuff just accumulates. That stuff. Except, you know, not cat toys, hopefully. But we'll see. We'll see how the roll goes. Onwards, Victor. We must find the good stuff. No, we don't. Mm-mm. I close line myself on the bed, and the dog goes shooting underneath.
Yeah, take another one misfortune as you smack into the bed as your corgi misjudges how much clearance room there was.
Yep. Wow.
And unfortunately, you did this.
Dice column is turned on us.
Right next to Kamaz. So the dragon starts to stir and make rumblings like he might be waking up. You get the feeling that another mishap like this and it might be time to evacuate.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, well, time for the big guns. Start bagging some gemeralds.
Nice. Gemeralds.
So I take out my ancient grenade.
Okay.
Which might or might not function at this point, but I just need a distraction.
You know, if you could just tuck his hands on it and then pull the pin, that loud ticking will wake him up and he'll freak because he'll realize it's a grenade.
I figure if we're around the back and I throw it in the front.
Oh, that's fair too.
While she's doing that, while she's doing that, I'm sweeping up as much gems as possible.
Cool. Yeah. I'll take rolls from both of you. Let's go with Zalva first, because this distraction may be relevant to Racco's roll. So that's a 5+2 for the weapon specialty. That's yep. a 7. You chuck an ancient grenade out into the front where the remaining guards have been trying to corral birds. And all of a sudden, from the front of the penthouse, you hear...
You just cut out.
Sorry. From the front of the penthouse, you hear somebody shout, "Grenade!" and a security alarm goes off.
Grabby.
Yeah, you're able to grab more crap from Racco. Make your roll.
Roll to 5. So that's a 6 with the distraction.
Oh goodness, yes. I mean, let's see. There's the grenade distraction. There's the birds distraction. That's a minimum of +2. So yeah, whatever the fuck you were trying to get, you got
the horde jewels that he's sleeping on.
The horde.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm gonna dip in there too. If we've all got basically a +2,
yeah, you've all got a +2 right now, and even your concussed ass.
Oh like, no.
So remember how I was mentioning your concussed ass?
Yeah, I kind of get dragged by him. I think as he gets up, going towards the grenade to deal with it.
Yeah, the dragon half awake from hearing his guards shout grenade. Flings one of his talons out as he's getting out of bed and just smacks Halbjorg straight in the head for 2 more misfortune. Halbjorg is looking worse for wear. That is a total of 8 misfortune. 2
that
more.
Is right.
Halbjorg is not going to make it out alive.
We don't know that yet. He's fine so far, sort of.
You can make a sacrifice to Tiamat.
That sounds like a swell idea. So how's that work?
So whoever wants to make a sacrifice to Tiamat may get rid of one of their treasures, roll a die equivalent to that treasure, and subtract that amount from your misfortune.
All right. 1d6 of finally made goods goes away. Let's see here. Well, it's back down to 6.
Well, that was unfortunate, but less unfortunate than getting that it could be. By a dragon.
Yeah.
Yep. Okie dokie. Well, this is going swell.
No.
But well, he leaving the room towards the grenade, or is he leaving the room out the window?
So as a dragon with wings, he's just taking off.
Cool.
He grabs a couple of items that are apparently precious enough that he doesn't want them blown up by a grenade, and flies out the landing pad? No, not landing pad. Let's call it landing pad.
Yeah. Oh, quick, everybody. Everybody, before we do anything else, selfie. Get on his bed.
Okay, yep.
Climb.
would us stunting on Kamaz count as a treasure if I succeed this machinery roll?
Yes.
4+2 means 6, baby.
I will certainly allow at least a D3 of treasure for stunting on Kamaz.
Woohoo!
All right. Also, and this is a time where we called. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're continuing to grab more stuff. I mean, you already have a D8 from Horde, I think.
Okay.
I think you've already succeeded at this.
Well, I'm going to get my D8 of Horde into, like, whatever fabric coloring is handy. Just bag it, tag it, and let's go over the edge, because that's where the window washing cart it can be waiting for us.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Okay.
And as we go down, it triggers the big, you know, graffiti effect.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Behind us.
Which would be a third active +1.
Yep.
If you are doing something that requires a roll. Now, certainly exiting the building will require a roll.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so there is my roll for my last swarm of grabbing of stuff. And all the active distractions going, that's at least 6, if not better.
Yeah. So you get a swipe of Horde as well. So
D8. You
get your D8 of Horde swipe. Yeah, this is actually going quite well. All of you are still alive, and none of you have had to use your breath weapons.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Well, I was going to tap my breath weapon for activating the graffiti.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Do it. Since it's your breath weapon, you roll 3d6 and take the highest.
Yes. All right. Because that was the trigger mechanism for the tiles breaking off was an electrical circuit. That's a 5. So with all the bonuses we've got at the moment, that's what, like 7 or 8?
Yeah, yep. Something in that range. And this does count as a machinery roll besides.
Okay.
So, yeah, you set that off. There's a big explosion on the side of the building. Tiles begin falling off. It's pandemonium. How the hell are you getting down?
Yeah, how many floors down is it?
We're using the window washing thing.
Well, we have to get down to the window washing.
No. We brought it. We sent it up when we got off.
No, we got to the maximum level.
Oh,
yeah,
and then you came up a little higher. You specified that the elevator.
Okay, right, fair. Well, I mean that's why I'm gonna go riding down. He's a skill. Victor is skilled at this.
I'm sorry. I just want to say, for the
it's his little suction cups on his feet.
You are riding a corgi down the side of a skyscraper.
A corgi equipped with suction cups. Yes, yes, I am.
Yep. Roll for it. I will allow it, but
five plus whatever ongoing distractions there are. So yeah,
you do indeed have distractions going on. I feel like the falling tiles are somehow relevant to how well your corgi is able to ride
maneuver
the building. So congratulations, the corgi carts the three of you down to the window washing lift,
and down we go nonchalantly.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo!
And away we go. So by the time he is wheeled around to see what's going on in his tower, we are long gone, and there's a giant dick on the thing in his own tiles.
Uh-huh. Sucks.
Yep. So I believe the way that this works is you cart all of your accumulated stuff back in. At this point, I'm assuming you have some sort of wagon being pulled by a corgi.
I mean, right. We had one before, so it was left on the window washing thing as established.
Right. So you essentially have a Santa sleigh full of the stuff.
I believe it's a dog bed of holding, as described earlier.
Well, yeah, all of our stuff.
Right, say that. And you cart that off back to Belphegor's lair. And I believe the way that this works is the various stuff you have accumulated works as a dice pool. And
yes.
The highest roll from among your treasure is your total. Because I think adding them up would be crazy.
Yeah.
I have rolled an 8.
But, like, that is probably why we need to actually do a pool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we could all roll 8s.
Oh, does the dice golem work?
Backslash roll. Oh, you got her?
I'm on it.
Okay.
Backslash roll, and now just put together your expression of
XD what plus XD what plus XD what.
Mm-hmm.
So in your case, you have the 2d3, 3d8, and a d6. And this should just do it for you.
Shit, I didn't not roll good at all. I only got a 12 as well.
The S will work with different die sizes.
Yeah, because see the total I rolled.
Well, unsurprisingly, Zalva has won this one.
I see that
as going off was indeed the most useful skill.
Halbjorg presents Belphegor with an 8, an extremely precious, unique work of art. Zalva, likewise presents Belphegor with an 8, an extremely precious, unique work of art, something that will be a cornerstone of the Horde. And Racco presents Belphegor with 5. It's still pretty good, but it just isn't as impressive as the stuff swiped by the other two.
So the hacked files will help his business in the long run.
But Belphegor is more a materialist, so he might appreciate what I did in the long run, but he appreciates you two more in the immediate.
And I don't even know how to make break the tie here.
I don't think you should.
Hallberg and Zalva both have 4 as their next highest score, so I don't know what to do. I guess you tied.
No, I really do think it is the total, not just one die roll, which would mean Zalva just stomped us.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
And honestly, he was very suitably impressed with all of us, but Zalva just, like, by sheer volume.
Yes, since it explicitly says it's a D3, D68, that makes it seem like you roll.
At the end, all survivors roll to see who presents the most tribute.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. Yeah. So, Zalva, congratulations. You are Kobold of the Month in Belphegor's operation for presenting not just the best individual piece of treasure, but the largest collection of treasure stolen from Kmaz's gleaming, pretentious tower, which will now and forever have a dick drawn on the side. Well, maybe not forever, but for a while.
Which actually should be another piece of treasure for all of us. But there we are. Anyway, moving on.
That is actually a very reasonable...
Well, it was my idea, so it's mine.
Sure.
It's not going to be enough to save me, but...
No. Save us. We don't need to be saved. We're still valued operatives. Well,
I mean that I get employee of the month. What would that be?
I mean, that means you get the best parking space, but we don't drive.
What does drawing a dick on the side of Maz's building count as?
Is that an 8?
It sounds like an 8.
Yeah, that feels like an... I mean, it's a really big dick on the side of the building. That's...
But it's only 1.
Unfortunately for you, Belphegor just isn't that into dicks.
Well, no, the problem is that it was facing the wrong way. It works as a distraction for us getting away, but not a lot of people see it.
Well no, I think it's more that... it was like a light chuckle than like uproarious laughter from.
Yeah, that's fair. Figure. That's fair. Yeah.
And I will take second place.
Yeah.
Good. So, good job, Zalva.
The parking space is mine.
And that is a kobold endeavor. That is.
Yay.
That's the game.
Yeah, it was.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thoughts, questions, comments?
It feels like this needed just a little bit more of something in the middle there. Because, I mean, sure, we ran just rough trot over everything, but...
Enough of the Guanti.
Well, it's true, but yeah, I did love your suggestion of going up the side of the building. You definitely should have hit more Yanti besides the guards at the end who you distracted with birds and a grenade.
Well, I mean, that's the...
Reward your creativity.
This is fair.
That's the thing with Grant Howitt, like zero prep.
Yep.
One pagers is that this is essentially kind of the purest form of RPG improv. So.
Yeah.
What you made was fun. Like, there's obviously ways could have gone harder in the paint, but, like, that's always how it's going to be.
There's something about the structure of the Witch's Den that I remember. Maybe it's just because we were all firing all cylinders that time. I don't know. This was good, though.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
I would definitely revisit this again.
Yeah. Yes, no, this was a lot of fun. There's always something fun about heists, and again, like, Grant didn't exactly make the setting, so we turned it into like a modern fantasy weirdness kind of thing.
Yeah, you thought you were getting D&D, but joke's on you, it's Shadowrun.
It's Shadowrun.
Oh good, it's an arc cop. Like it bright. But I'm pumped. Anyway.
No, it's not.
No, no, it's not.
But this was a lot of fun. We'll definitely have to try this again in other various Grant Howitt RPGs of varying levels of light and dark.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
so, on behalf of everyone here at Technical Difficulties, good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to Technical Difficulties. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes or your podcast app of choice. More ratings will help us broaden the community. We're also on Patreon. For as little as a dollar, you can vote on which one-shots you'd like to see next. Other rewards at higher levels include listening to us record live and participating in quarterly backer games. We're close to our next level, where we'll release an exclusive Patreon show where we answer questions and give advice on running games. As always, thanks for listening, and good night, Internet.